The Pentagon's around-the-clock air assault on Iraq shows no signs of letting up. There are five U.S. aircraft carriers within striking distance of the country. Pilots from those ships have pounded government buildings in Baghdad and bombed Iraqi army positions. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS in San Diego talked with pilots aboard one carrier about how their missions have been going.
This is Lieutenant Eddie Whitley's first deployment as a fighter pilot. He says it's been an eye-opening experience. Every night, his F-14 Tomcat roars off the aircraft carrier Constellation, and he wings his way to Iraq. Speaking on a satellite phone from the Persian Gulf, Whitley says the first few days of the war were full of constant bombing runs. Now it's harder to find targets, he says, because coalition pilots have destroyed so much.
It's more of a real-time, smaller targets, tanks, surface-to-air missile sites, surface-to-surface trucks that have missiles on them, things like that, that we have to go and target real-time that are mobile targets.
The pilots aboard the Constellation spend hours before they leave studying flight plans and memorizing pictures of targets. Lieutenant Frank Whitwer flies an FA-18 Hornet. He says many of his missions search for possible locations of weapons of mass destruction, but he says assignments change on a moment's notice.
We have had many occasions where the 6, 8 to 10 hours of mission planning that we've done the night before or the day before has completely been undone by an emergent tasking of some sort.
Whitwer says his fellow pilots are flexible enough to jettison the hours of planning and fly to a new target, but it does add an element of uncertainty. Friendly fire accidents are more likely when pilots are thrust into unfamiliar situations. In the last few days, pilots have been called in to bomb Iraqi tanks south of Baghdad. Commander Doug Denany is a radar intercept officer of an F-14 Tomcat. He says friendly fire accidents are a concern.
We talk about it, think about it all the time. We plan, we are in communication with the people on the ground, and we're ensuring up to the last second before we release the bomb that we are clear of the friendlies.
Denany has flown several missions over Baghdad. He says the anti-aircraft fire and Iraqi surface-to-air missiles have increased this week, making for tense times in the cockpit.
Because as the missile comes up, you're not sure at that moment whether that one is going directly after your aircraft or going somewhere else. So it's a real light show at night.
This week, Denany's squadron has destroyed Scud missile launchers and surface-to-air missile batteries. 16-hour days are the norm for these aviators. The pilots say their biggest worry is making a mistake, perhaps not completely destroying a target and having to go back later and finish the job. The aviators aboard the Constellation say even though they're not fighting on the sands of Iraq, their aerial assault is just as important. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.